This weekend we are celebrating one of the great mysteries of our faith, the Holy and Blessed Trinity. We begin Mass and we end with Mass in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In our opening prayer, at the conclusion, I offered it to the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit. We pray the glory be to the Father at the end of each decade of the Rosary. Over the centuries, theologians have tried to help all of us understand and explain the gift of the Trinity. St. Patrick used the image to the Irish, the shamrock, that there's one plant, but three unique and distinct leaves. We could look at water, that it can be a gas, a liquid, and a solid, and yet it's all H2O. The mystery of the Trinity, the mystery of God itself, cannot be solved like a mathematical equation or like we would see in a murder mystery on TV. But as Catholic Christians, we're called to live in that mystery, how God reveals himself to us. The mystery that God the Father is so in love with each one of us, never wanted us to be separated from him. And so he sends God the Son into the world to save us and redeem us by his passion, death, and resurrection. And that we would never be left alone in this world, the Son sends the Holy Spirit to dwell with us and to be with us always. In the waters of baptism, the Holy Trinity comes to dwell within each one of us, bringing us into that relationship with the Holy Trinity. All within the Trinity, it's about a relationship between God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, constantly moving between the three, yet one. And God is always calling us to dwell in that relationship with him, in that divinity, to share in his very life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father, we can boldly proclaim as our Father. Jesus, our brother, who constantly loves us and intercedes for us. And the Spirit who guides us and is that gentle voice in our hearts and minds telling us what we should do or what we should not do. Are we able to understand this completely? Does it make sense to us always? Probably not. It surely doesn't for me. But I believe it with all my heart, mind, and soul. And as the Lord is asking us not so much to be able to understand it like a math equation, but to live in that relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. His presence dwelling within us, calling us into that greater relationship, to that greater love that God has for us, that he wants us to experience and to know each day. Also this weekend, we celebrate those special men in our lives, our fathers, our grandfathers, our stepfathers, our godfathers, those men who have played an important role in our lives. I was at the gas station this morning, and next to me there was a U-Haulet, and behind the U-Haulet was a van, and it was a family. They were going somewhere. And the little boy in the back, when Dad was ready to get into the U-Haulet, he kept saying, "Bye, Daddy. Bye, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. Bye, Daddy." And he's waving out the window. And the father, with such love and tenderness, would say, "Bye, buddy, I'll see you in a few minutes. Bye, daddy, I'll see you in a few minutes." And it was such a beautiful example of relationship, of father and son. And it is a reflection of God the Father and God the Son. Whenever in our relationships, there is that reflection of the divine in us. The role of the father in the family is so vital and important, not just for providing material needs, but to be able to offer that emotional support to his wife and to his children, and also to be a spiritual leader of the family. The father is really the spiritual director of the family, helping the wife and the children grow closer to Christ and grow closer to joining God forever in heaven. Our relationship with the Trinity is nonstop. God is constantly moving in our hearts and in our lives. And maybe we don't always see it or recognize it. And sometimes we get a glimpse of it in prayer or here at Mass, or maybe in a crisis moment of our lives or on a retreat or a milestone in our lives. And then we recognize, yes, God is here. God is with me. I know it. So let us constantly be open to that relationship that God wants to offer to each one of us so that we can experience this great mystery of the Trinity. And today to pray for our fathers, pray for those who are with us and those who have gone before us in faith, that the Lord will reward them and strengthen them in their vocation to reflect God to all of us.